From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, sleep eating. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. It's Tuesday, May 13th, 2008.
Have you ever sleep eaten?
Or is it slept eaten?
I don't know. This launched an entire debate that probably no one's going to find interesting except for Mike and I about whether or not when you
many
have
linguists in
a
our
compound
audience.
Verb like sleepwalking, sleep eating, two verbs, do you say in the past slept eaten or slept walked?
And the answer is it's sleepwalked.
Sleepwalked. You keep the first present and the second in the past.
Yeah. And you asked me, is there another compound verb, you know, two verbs in a word? And I said, speed read.
But those are the only two we can think of.
Well, I just came off the top of my head. But the past tense of speed read would be?
Speed read.
Not sped read.
Not sped read.
Fun to say
that's
sped
what
read.
I thought. Why are we talking about this? Why do we care? Because
we're
going to talk about
sleepwalking.
You're going to talk about sleepwalking, right?
Yeah, sure. I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it.
We're going to talk about an entire case that's kind of focused on sleepwalking. Very provocative. We'll get to that. What else is in the show?
Also on today's show, an update from China, where the death toll is more than 12,000 and rising. NPR producer Andrea Hsu is in the region, and we will hear from her in just a few minutes.
And the jury in the federal racketeering case against Anthony Pelicano is deliberating. They may deliver a verdict soon. Remember, he's the Hollywood private eye accused of illegally spying on people.
I'm not sure I care.
Well, we're going to try to make you care about it. We're going to talk to the guest who is going to do just that.
Our patented Make Us Care segment and some music by Jason, is it Mraz?
Mraz.
Mm-hmm. His new album, We Sing, We Dance, We Steal Things, is out today. And we'll get today's headlines in just a minute. But first, nearly 12,000 people are dead and thousands more remain trapped in rubble after a massive earthquake struck central China yesterday.
The 7.9 magnitude quake was centered in Sichuan province near the city of Chengdu, 1,000 miles southwest of Beijing. Rescue crews have been working feverishly throughout the night and into today to find survivors.
NPR's Melissa Block talked to some of the survivors in the region of Beishuan, one of the hardest hit areas. Here's some of her report.
I find 36-year-old Zhao Rong as she crosses a bridge into town with four children, ages 9 to 15, streaked with grime. She tells me they've walked about 20 miles from their town. Incredibly, she's wearing black heels, muddy from the journey. They've come with just the clothes on their backs.
So actually, they have lost everything. So actually, they have nothing now.
I see your hand is swollen.
Because of lots of injuries, even serious injuries,
they do not have enough medicine and medical staff.
And it's not just her injury. One of the young boys has a badly bruised and puffy eye. He was hurt when he escaped from his school as the quake hit.
But not all children escaped alive. Yesterday, Block reported from a middle school that totally collapsed. She described the scene where anxious parents waited as young bodies were pulled from the wreckage.
After family members identify a body, they cover the child in plastic and take him or her under shelters where they've set up shrines for their dead. And they gather around in mourning. Some light red candles and incense. Some burn paper money to send their child into the afterlife. Tonight, there were dozens upon dozens of families going through this same grim ritual, their heads bowed in unspeakable pain as they sat vigil over small, lifeless forms. Many of these young victims would have been their parents' only children. And in row after row, their parents sat huddled through the rainy night, keeping watch one last time over their babies.
We'll have more on the earthquake in just a minute when we talk to NPR producer Andrea Hsu, who is in China. You can also go to npr.org throughout the day for updates. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.